WFM Chippewa Falls, a civic media radio station with the best of the 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
Five, seven, CFW, 80s, 90s, and more. It's Mike McKay here. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy Thursday to you. It is the 24th of July, believe it or not. Did we have some rain yesterday? There was probably three houses on my block that were getting roofs put on yesterday, you know, all stemming from that hailstorm like a month ago. And man, oh man, I'll tell you, I feel for those roofers out there that were working yesterday. They were on the roof, and then they were off the roof, and then they were covering, and then they had to get down, then they were back up, and then down. It was a crazy, crazy wet kind of day yesterday, wasn't it? We'll run through the forecast in a little while, let you know what's going on weather-wise today. And do I have some amazingly interesting things to share with you this morning. Thanks for letting me be part of your morning. I appreciate it. We'll be right back.
This is 105.7 CFW.
Still go. You don't need experience. kiss.
Listen to 105.7 CFW anytime, anywhere. Tell your smart speaker to play WCFW.
But you're so hot that I melted. I fell right through the cracks. Now I'm trying to get back. Before the cool done run out, I'll be giving it my bestest. And nothing's gonna stop me but divine intervention. I reckon it's again my turn to win some or learn some. But I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait. I'm yours. Well, open up your mind and see like me. Open up your plans and damn, you're free. I look into your heart and you'll find love. Of the moment people dance and sing, we're just one big family, and it's our godforsaken right to be loved, love, 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 love. So tongue in the mirror and bending over backwards just to try to see it clearer, but my breath fogged up the glass, and so I drew a new face and I laughed. I guess what I'll be saying is there ain't no better reason to rid yourself of vanities and just go with the seasons. It's what we aim to do. Our name is our virtue. But I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait. I'm yours. Well, open up your mind and see like me. Open up your plans and damn, you're free. I look into your heart and you'll find that the sky is yours. So please don't, please don't, please don't. There's no need here to complicate, 'cause our time is short. This, oh, this, oh, this is our fate.
Your good news story of the day with Mike McKay on 105.7 CFW.
All right, to celebrate the new Smurfs movie, which opened in theaters over the weekend, three characters, Smurfette, Papa Smurf, and No Name, visited a minor league baseball game in Staten Island, New York. The Smurfs were in the stadium to meet, pose, and dance with fans between innings, and even goofed off a little bit with the team mascot, Frankie the Fairy Hawk. The event was made even more special as executives from Paramount Pictures presented a $10,000 donation to the local pediatric cancer center. It was an unforgettable day for the 2,000 young fans that were on hand. The donation, too, by the way, should go a long way to giving a boost to young cancer patients. So, job well done.
Altoona wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning on 105.7 CFW.
Thank you.
There's Brian Adams, Heaven 105.7 CFW 80s, 90s. More, it's Mike along with you as we move through this Thursday morning together. Hope it's going to be a great day today. Coming up a little bit later this hour, I don't know what it's like out in the dating world. I've been married a long time, but apparently things are getting a little drastic. I'll tell you what one guy tried to do.
And more. 105.7.
You're just a prisoner.
John Parr from the movie St. Elmo's Fire, where we all learned a lesson from Rob Lowe's character when he was talking to Demi Moore.
This isn't real. You know what it is? It's St. Elmo's Fire. Electric flashes of light that appear in dark skies out of nowhere. Sailors would guide entire journeys by it. But the joke was on them, there was no fire. There wasn't even a St. Elmo. They made it up. They made it up because they thought they needed it to keep them going when things got tough. Just like you're making up all of this.
See? That's what we need to remember when times get tough. Remember the words of Rob Lowe from St. Elmo's Fire.
Just a small town girl living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train going. Just a city boy, born and raised in South Detroit. He took the midnight train going anywhere. A singer in a smoky room, a smell of wine and cheap perfume. For a smile they can share the night. It goes on and on and on and on.
Strangers waiting
up and down the boulevard. Their
shadows searching in the night.
Living just to find emotion.
Mornings with Mike McKay and the best of the 80s, 90s, and more.
CFW.
Five seven CFW 80s, 90s, and more. Gavin DeGraw, Mike McKay along with you. Out in the dating world, there was a guy in Japan. Apparently, he was not having any luck. You know, dating websites, dating apps, trying to meet women, you know, in grocery stores. Nothing was working for him. And then he came up with a plan that he thought was a foolproof plan. Didn't quite work out for him. I will explain what he attempted to do and what happened to him right after Cool in the Gang. Okay, hang on.
Let's all celebrate and have a good time.
Cool in the Gang, 105.7 CFW, 80s, 90s, and more. All right, there is definitely a lesson in this story. Here's a guy, a story out of Japan, a guy who wanted to meet women. He was just having no luck. Nothing was working for him. And he came up with a plan. And he thought, you know what? If I could be a hero coming to rescue the damsel in distress, so to speak, that would be a great way to meet a woman. Well, what happened was there was a woman who noticed that her tires on her vehicle were slashed, and that's when the man showed up to help her out. Here's the problem. A nearby security camera picked up the footage of that man himself actually slicing the tires on the car. Yes, his plan was to slice the tires and then come to the rescue of the, quote, damsel in distress. Instead of getting a date, he was actually arrested. He was sentenced. He's going to spend some time in jail. That'll probably give him the opportunity to figure out where his plan went wrong.
The Chippewa Valley wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning. And the Valley's fun music to start your day. 105.7 CFW.
Economy Furniture in Chippewa Falls is something that you've got to see. The biggest selection for everyday low prices on the best brand names, and we finance it interest-free. Furnishing the Chippewa Valley since 1950. Economy Furniture's for me.
This is Pastor Brad Thomas at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. Jesus said, whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. We might call this counterintuitive. Jesus calls this life and salvation in him. Join us Sunday as we celebrate life in Christ, 9 a.m. on 105.7 FM and at 110 East Grand Avenue in Chippewa Falls. Jesus Christ is here for you.
Veterans, have you explored your benefits lately? As in, really looked at them? Veterans who bravely served our country deserve the benefits they've earned and life-saving support when they need it. We know that no one can do this alone, and we're stronger when we work together. The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs stands ready to serve Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. With our network of partners, like your local county Veterans Service Officer, we can help connect veterans with services such as education, employment, mental health services, veteran ID, long-term care, and more. We stand ready to serve you. For more information, call 1-800-WIS-VETS or visit WISVETS.com. That's WISVETS.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, with funding provided by the Milwaukee Brewers and the Brewers Community Foundation.
That sound? It's your recycling at work. And you can thank a Wisconsin woman for making it happen. Millie Zantow saw a waste sorting system in Japan during a trip in the 1970s. She came home to Prairie du Sac in Sauk County inspired. Her research led to the triangle numbered plastic recycling system we still use today. So can you guess what percent of all the plastics produced in the United States ends up being recycled? 75%? 25%? Or 5%? The answer coming up. Zantow also helped with Wisconsin's recycling laws, along with the opening of one of the first collection centers. But now, are you surprised to learn the answer is just 5% of plastics are recycled? It's according to the group Beyond Plastic. Yet Zantow always believed you don't have to be perfect, you just have to start. There's a smart slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is highlighting a successful 2025 spring turkey hunting season. According to preliminary data released on Wednesday, hunters across the state registered over 50,000 birds during the six-week season. The total marks a roughly 14% increase over the five-year average. DNR data also found that out of around 246,000 available authorizations, about 229,000 were purchased, showing a strong combination of hunting opportunities and participation. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has announced the launch of a new Child Care Bridge payment program to help providers with direct payments following the expiration of the Child Care Counts program. The new bridge payment program will see $110 million dispersed to child care providers across the state over the next year. A number of providers have raised warnings over recent weeks that the funding isn't enough, as they contend with higher operating costs, lower profits, and parents struggling to afford the increasing cost of child care. Barron County officials are seeking candidates to take over the District 21 supervisor seat covering the southeast area of Rice Lake. The seat was previously occupied by Burnell Hansen, who announced his resignation on Monday to focus on his health and family. The county board chair will appoint Hansen's successor from the applicant pool before a full county board approval. The chosen candidate will serve the remainder of the current term, which ends next April. Candidates should submit their letter of interest to the office of the county clerk. A new affordable housing project in Chippewa Falls will begin welcoming tenants over the next couple of weeks. Hope Village recently completed a six-unit apartment building as well as two duplexes in the city using American Rescue Plan Act funding. Organization officials say they're currently in the process of selecting tenants for the complex, and the chosen tenants could begin moving in on August 1st, with most spots going to unhoused individuals and families. Hope Village is also developing a 27-unit housing project at the former Indian Head Motel site. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Chippewa Valley
weather. We have a chance of scattered thunderstorms, especially early on today, and then gradually clearing by later this afternoon. It's going to be cooler, but still muggy. Our high in the low 80s. Tonight, an isolated shower or thunder shower, mid-60s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with an isolated late-day storm, high 86. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71. CFW. 5-7 CFW 80s, 90s, and more. It's Mike McKay along with you as we move through this Thursday morning together, the 24th of July. And don't forget, about 8:15 weekday mornings, I do the birthday and anniversary shout-outs brought to you by Lasker Jewelers in Eau Claire. And you can let me know anytime if somebody's celebrating a birthday or an anniversary and you'd like them on the list. Okay, just open up that Civic Media app. Go to 1057 CFW. And let me know who and when, and I'll make sure to put them on the list, okay?
Try a little harder.
and more. 105.7 CFW.